Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Matt of Glad, Monday. Hey, it's good to be back. Hope everybody's doing good out there. What a big thing going on now. You know, I walk into a place, restaurant or whatever, and the word is, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear the mask. You know, so now how do they know that people have been vaccinated? I mean, what are they going to do, stand at the door with a gun and say, hey, produce your papers, you know? I mean, can you imagine what this world would be coming to? I mean, that's got to be without a question, a mad, you know, that they're going to coerce ID out of people, you know. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that the business people would stand for that. You know, hey, that's harassment of my customers, my people, you know. I mean, people are just trying to get the business going again on a normal basis, you know. So I don't think that that kind of thing is going to take place. It'd be very, very difficult. I heard about some lawsuit. I don't know the details of it. Some hospital workers who refused to be vaccinated. I don't blame them. And, you know, there's a court case on that. And these are people who work in the hospital. What do they know that the average person doesn't know? I mean, there's got to be more to this than we know. And how about the three professors who quit the FDA? You know, what do they know about the whole thing? We haven't heard a word from them on the vaccine situation. I mean, they're right there in the midst of it, you know, and I'm sure we're involved with the vaccinating talks and all that stuff, and there's a whole lot that we don't know. That's the point. And you know what you got to do is measure things for yourself as an individual. Now I've recently to the belief that anything that the FDA endorses, I don't want to have anything to do with. You know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't protect yourself and you shouldn't be vaccinated, you know, but you can be vaccinated in another way, you see. And everybody has to figure that out, what that way is for themselves as individuals, you know. I mean, some people have died from taking the stuff that the FDA has endorsed. Think about, I mean, no wonder a lot of people don't want to take it. You know, they're frightened. And some of them may even have more knowledge. I mean, if you work in a hospital, you know, you're involved with labs and all that, and doctors and people who give you information that perhaps the public is not aware of. So you have a lot of things going on that we don't know, and that can be dangerous. Whereas if you deal with holistic types of healing, you know a lot more. You know that, for instance, you do the what they call the zone therapy, you know, different parts of the body that can be manipulated that help the various organs, all right? When you do that, you know that you're not putting anything toxic in your body. You know that. You know, you're only using the different parts of the body that correspond, the organs and the blood vessels and all that. Now, of course, they'll say that hasn't been, you know, to them it's not conventional scientists, that's not a proven factor, right? Well, is their vaccine proven? Did they prove that? Did they take the necessary time and the years and the different aspects of that and prove it? The hell they did. They didn't prove that. They shoved it down your throat. I'd rather take a chance with not putting any poison in my body that's not proven than a vaccine that is poison that is not proven. See? Now think about that one. You know, and you have all kinds of different situations, and now you're going to have all kinds of lawsuits developing out of all this. And what about the long-term effects of this vaccine? We haven't seen that yet. That hasn't come out yet. So you don't know about that. The whole thing is really ridiculous when the main idea is to health, is to keep the immune system high. That doesn't mean you're not going to, you'll never get sick. No. It means that the body is at the best quality to fight off whatever it is you get until such time comes you're gonna pass away, because everybody's going to pass away. We know that. But what we say is the medical profession in many, many ways promotes it. You know, they can bring it on faster by not recognizing a lot of the natural healing that is built into your body. Now, you take on a religious note, Jesus, when he was on the earth, if you read the Bible and you study it and you know it and you know, you believe it, when he was on the earth, he many a times touched people and healed them. Now, what did he do? See, to me, that's where this zone therapy comes from. And he put a lot of emphasis on the feet. If you read the Bible, they washed his feet, you know, they undoubtedly manipulated the feet. You know, a lot of emphasis. And that's what the many of healers believe in, you know, to manipulate the feet and other parts of the body, and which correspond with many of the organs. And he put a lot of emphasis on the trees, the fig tree, the mustard tree was another one that he spoke about. And the herbs that grow in the earth. So the big problem with the medical profession is they're too narrow-minded. You know, they don't recognize other forms that can help people. And that's dangerous. Because look what has come out of that. a vaccine that's untested in the proper way. You know, which can be a big danger to many people. So, you know, now they're talking about another type of virus. I mean, there's viruses all over. You can never get rid of viruses. They'll always be there in this world. You know? So, now, what are they going to... I haven't heard any of these scientists say that this vaccine is effective against this Delta virus. See? I don't know about that. I haven't heard anything about that. I heard about the virus, but I haven't heard that this stuff that they're giving is supposed to thing is the immune system and how to make it strong, how to build it up. And a lot of people have spent their lives dedicated to that. You know, you go on the YouTube, and a lot of doctors telling you what to do, things that you can do to strengthen the immune system. That's your best protection from any virus or illness. That's the best you can get. The best you can get is not a vaccine. It's your immune system. So that's where the medical profession has, to me, has failed. You know, because they're so narrow-minded and prejudiced against other types of healing. And that's a bad... Hey, Inner Sight back on the air. Inner Sight around the world. And brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue. Adopt an Akita. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Thank her for all her help. And let's see. Starved on Long Island. You need cat food, dog food. Medical, give Gary a call. He's always willing to help as long as he has the means. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ali, to mention a few who have passed on. we honor them every time we're on the air, and even off the air. All right, so go an extra mile for a child. That's our saying, and that's what we urge people to do. And find out, parents out there, find out, and guardians and all who are supposed to look after children, find out about a child's immune system. You know, and build that up. Don't trust in that vaccine. I'll tell you, you're going to be very disappointed. The immune system is the... All right, Inner Sight, James Bahamundi, a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. And give them a call if you have any questions on the civil rights. Let's see, what else we got? Around the world, I want to thank the Suffolk Bus Corp for their donation of $2,000. I received the check today. It'll help keep the show on the air, and we greatly appreciate that. So, special thanks to John Corrado and Tommy McAteer, Phil, another vice president. And and Ray Grimaldi.
Okay.
Get rid of that noise, please, in the background, whoever you are.
I'm just letting you know that I'm here and I'm listening, okay? I'm going to mute the line. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want that noise in the background. All right, inner sight. Around the world, and welcome back. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, some of our friends that we remember. Beccaro's Italian Tavern, of course, where we honored the late advocate Joe Arion. SuttonInsurance.com. And my buddy Sal at the Sunset Restaurant, another contributor to Inner Sight. All right, my friend Tony, who now is semi-retired from his company. Some of the people who have stuck by us and helped us, and we greatly appreciate that. Kennedy Realty, another one. Islip, New York, 631-484-30, oh, wait, that's the wrong number. Sorry about that. 631-888-1186 on the real estate. 888-1186, 631. All right, the number on the... Nobody Stops on Long Island. It's 484-3085-631. That's the where you call to get the dog food and the cat food. All right, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. 631-888-1186. And around the world with Mad or Glad Monday, I don't know if we can... get any phone calls tonight. But there's certainly a lot of mad and glads out there. I bet
you're
a lot
here.
Of people are glad. I bet a lot of people are glad that the that everything is opening up.
Frank, I'm
you know,
here. What do you think I'm here for? For phone calls.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What do you think I'm here for? For phone
yeah,
calls.
But there's too much noise in the background. We can't have that. Don't you understand that?
I do, but that's why I'm muted.
Are there any phone calls?
I come
calls?
In. There's one, yes.
All right, bring in the phone call and then go off the air.
Okay.
Because we can't have that noise in the background.
I understand. That's why I'm muting myself every time I talk to you, and then I mute myself after that. Did you hear anything after I muted? No.
Bring in the phone call.
Don't yell at me, please. I've done a lot for you, Frank. I don't know if you're aware of that. Like, I don't do anything for you? That's wrong.
Hold
all right,
on
let
the
me
line.
Get bring in the phone call. Maureen, I'll bring her in. Hold
okay.
on.
All right, Inner Sight, we're going to take a phone call.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
I'm very
hi,
aware
Frank,
that it has to be quiet.
Hi.
I'm very aware that it has to be quiet. And I've co-hosted for you for a very long time. And I've also been an engineer for you for a very long time before that. Okay, so... Don't tell me that. I know that already. All right?
Well, go off the air so I can talk to Maureen. You're ruining the whole show right now. Maureen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me, Frank? Can you hear me?
A little bit.
Hello?
All right, let me go. Any other calls come through, I'll just say, Frank, you have a call, and then I'll just go out, all right, and I'll let them in. Is that okay? Frank?
Maureen, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
All right.
Yeah.
Can you hear me,
how are you
Frank?
Doing?
Okay, and you? How are you?
I'm all right. I'd be better if my show was operated in the right way, but, you know. Anyway.
Well,
what's up? How's your mom?
Oh, she's okay. I saw her today for a visit. So she didn't want me to leave, and she wants me to get her out of there real fast. Oh, that's what. So tomorrow we have the lady from Arch Care is going to evaluate, and then I got the package from the nursing home transition people to pick the service coordinators. So tomorrow after the phone call with Arch Care, I'm going to call. There's about there's one in the Bronx I don't think I'll bother with, and there's two in Yonkers, two in White Plains, and one in Mount Vernon, so they're up in that area. So I'll give them a call and see what they have to say. And after I see her on Thursday, because I can see her twice a week now, I asked the social worker, can I talk to her? So we're going to have a visit after I visit my mom, and we're going to get some things straightened out, and the visiting nurses will pick up before the nursing home transition. I got that in order, so there's a lot of work yet, but hopefully it'll all turn out.
But when is the evaluation supposed to be tomorrow?
Yeah, on the phone. It's on the phone.
So how soon after that can she get out? Did they tell you?
Well, we're aiming for August 1st, so hopefully it'll
August 1st.
Yeah, well, it's not going to get done by July 1st, that's for certain. That's only 9 days away, so we're hoping for August 1st now, so, and then everything should be in order with them.
What about the apartment that you're
just going to have to, the church has paid for July, but I can't pay two rents again, so I'll just have to, pay up there. I mean, it's paid for. Then August 1st, we're just going to have to move in. That's it, you know, if all goes well, you know.
So the church gave you the money for July.
Yes.
Mm. Well,
I'm going to call the girl, though, this week and make sure everything's there, because I called last week. You know, you can't even transfer the electricity anymore. You need a computer. I don't have one, and then Alice said have him take a picture because you needed the model number. Well, he never did that, the super. So I'll call this week and see what's going on up there and transfer it over. Then I'll just explain to them what happened, that this, home care thing is taking its merry old time, you know.
So. Yeah, well, that's what they do. They're only interested in getting paid. They're not interested in the person.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, you're lucky you had that church money.
I know, yeah, really. And I mean,
really, the transitional people should have paid that. And the $1,000 should have gone to you to help your mom.
You know, there's a lot of shoulds in this world, Frank, but they never happen.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that should, but seeing how it works, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah, so, system.
I know, it's just crazy. It's, you know, and then then Alice told me she heard that the CHAR doesn't even do weekends and blah, blah. So I'm just going to have to do my best. I have to get my mom out. She can't stay there. Now we're hearing, you know, I think this Delta crap, I think that's all being told so that people get the vaccination. I really do.
They want
people to get the vaccine because a lot of people have stopped getting it now. You know how
the president,
I hate to use that term, wanted by July 4th 70% of the country to be vaccinated? Well, that ain't happening. So I think that's why this Delta thing is being told. They want people to get. People aren't stupid anymore. They're waking up, you know. They really are.
Yeah, they're trying to put fear in you.
We've been lied to for too long. We've been told different stories, different this, that. People are getting sick and tired of it, you know. So people have to live their lives now, and no more scare tactics, no more
garbage going on, and I just hope the people that did this are held accountable for what they did, because to kill
well,
people
the point,
to make
the point
people
that
sick
I made
and to
before,
separate.
The point mm-hmm. that I made before is the best way to protect yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Build
yeah.
up your immune system, you know. Listen to these
right.
doctors and scientists who know about that.
Yeah.
That's the best mm-hmm. way to protect yourself. And you don't have to put any
right.
poison in your body to do it. You know?
Right.
Because nothing is
right.
perfect.
Exactly.
But you got a better chance yeah. building up your immune system than you do with these untested poisons they want to give you.
Of
That's
course.
Crazy.
Of course. I know. And so people are wisening up. They don't want all this garbage put in their bodies, and that's it,
no,
you know?
Of course not.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's why this Delta thing, because it makes no sense. If they're so concerned about this variant coming, why are we still opening things? Stop it for a bit and see if it comes, right? No, they're going helter-skelter with opening. So
yeah.
as usual, nothing
just
they
like they didn't
sense.
Stop the
just,
original stuff.
Right. They're just putting fear in people that are a little naive. Not me. I don't fall for any of their stuff. So you really have to, you know, I think that's why they're doing it. I really do, because they want more people to be vaccinated, and it ain't going to happen. You know, it's not
yeah.
going to happen at all. Mm-hmm. People are
how's
getting
your mom,
wise to them.
How's, is she in good spirits?
Well, today she didn't want me to leave. She was okay. I mean, she was talking a lot today. She got a little tired
yeah.
at the end, but she just didn't want me to leave, and she goes, get me out of here as soon as you can. I want to go home.
Yeah.
So, it's just very sad, you know? I mean,
yeah, the whole thing
there's nothing
is,
to do there. Yeah.
Designed to put you down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we were together our whole lives, 15 hours a day I'd go, and then to all of a sudden just be stopped, and you can't kiss if you haven't been vaccinated. And it's just part of the agenda that went on, you know? It's so disgusting, you know? You can't kiss
your
mother.
Well, how do they know you haven't been vaccinated? They don't know that.
Well, I asked one day, can I touch her? Oh, well, have you been vaccinated? I said, no. So, no, you can't do it, Dad. You can't touch. I wanted to bring her a can of soda because she wanted a can. No, you can't do that. You can't. My birthday was yesterday. I had a little cake left over, but I was wanting
to bring
it. No, it's my birthday.
Oh, your birthday. Hey, happy birthday. I didn't know that.
Thanks, yeah. So can't even give her a piece of cake. The other nursing home, too, the other lady can't give her mother a piece of cake. Like living in Nazi Germany, you know? I mean,
yeah.
What's one can of soda going to do? Or one piece of cake, you know? Just so horrible, you know, the whole situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing is, get her out and keep her out.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, definitely.
We're doing a show on Wednesday about
mm-hmm.
how there's a great need for a foundation,
right.
whose sole purpose it would be to keep people out of nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
That's what we need in
right.
this country. We need a foundation
mm-hmm.
like that
right.
that's going to constantly raise money to keep people
right.
out of these damn nursing homes.
Exactly. Exactly. To make sure,
you know. Because
I mean,
you can't depend on these programs. Any day, these programs could be knocked down by the politicians because they control
them. Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
You know?
And that stinking nursing home she was in first, Dry Harbor, where they kept her on the feeding tube, when they were giving her 3 meals a day and I could bring food and blah, blah, blah. I called the other day. She's been on a solid diet, and she was eating and enjoying her hamburger, not even cut up. So why did they do that? That was the worst horrible place. Kept her on a feeding tube, had to be changed every so often, the hole in her belly. And the poor thing is eating and enjoying a burger. And the dietitian told me one day
they do things to bring in more revenue. They don't care about the person.
Right, of course. The more
you know,
things
they don't look
have,
at, they don't look at another
make.
Way to do it or a better way to do it without invading you.
Right.
There's no money in that.
This is so disgusting it really is what she's been through, the poor thing, and just trying to get around that. So hopefully, if they don't do all the hours, I just have to find someone who can come a few hours maybe and help me out and just see what we can do, because she has to get out. That's it. Bottom line, she has to get out. We can't just live the rest of our lives, me going one or two times a week and watching the fish.
What are they telling you? That they're not going to give you AIDS?
Well, that's the thing. We have to see how many hours, because with this CHAR program, you don't get a lot of hours till the nursing home transition kicks in, which could take a month. Did you ever hear anything so stupid? They're so concerned that she'll have proper care when she goes home. We'll give her her home care people. That would be a good start, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you would know, right? She'd have all her home care people there the minute she goes into the apartment.
That's how it would be if the money was in her name.
Right.
That's supposed to be there to help you. But it's not.
Exactly. Nope.
It's
not. It isn't, unfortunately.
It's controlled by too many people and too many agencies.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, how many agencies, and then they have agencies, and it's just one agency after the other, you know? Nothing gets accomplished.
Yeah, they all got to get a piece of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's crazy.
You know? It is. It really is a shame, you know? But
that's a real mad.
I can't. Yeah. Can't see my poor 86-year-old mother going through this hell anymore. You know, all we want to do is spend whatever time we have.
You know, and then
they take people
that have been battered by these places, and they put you through all this crap, and they wonder why a lot of never lived through it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Because this is how the whole thing is designed. And they don't care. They get their money either way.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Doesn't make
That's
a damn bit of difference to them.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Horrible system.
So sad. It is. It really is. So hopefully we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, I hope, and we can get there soon and get everything in order, and that be that for now, you know. Did you have a nice vacation, Frank? Did you have a nice vacation? Thanks.
Yeah, it was all right, yeah. Yeah, just relaxed.
Yeah.
Did a lot of things.
Yeah, awesome.
Caught
yeah,
up on some things,
that's...
you know.
Right.
But next month I might take off. I'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. We'll try to get the phone calls, 213-816-1650. Maureen, anything else you want to say? Any other Mad or Glad?
No, that's it for now. I just hope it's, like I say, getting near the end of the tunnel and we can get out and live a little peacefulness for a while, hopefully, and enjoy being with each other and not have to wear stupid damn masks anymore, you know?
Yeah.
They're really a pain, those masks, you know? Nothing much else, Frank. That's about it. Thank you.
All right. Maureen, I'm going to ask you to please just go up the air, you know, hang up the phone.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll hang it up
All
now.
Right.
Okay. Good night. Good night, Frank. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night. You're welcome. Good night.
All right, Mad or Glad Monday on Inner Sight, and you know what should have happened here, what should happen. See, we're a very independent organization. We're not controlled by the state or the federal government because we don't get their money, you know. Now, if the government really wanted to help people, they would
donate.
I'm in the middle of something. Please.
Stop
they
yelling
would,
at me. I don't like it.
They would donate the money to Inner Sight and let us get people out of these nursing homes. Because we would do it in a lot different way. Now, what do you want to say?
Just wanted to let you know that there's no other person on the line, and you can continue talking. That's all. And I'm going to put
all right, get that noise out of the background, please.
I am going to put myself back in mute, and you can continue talking. Please don't yell at me. Thank you.
Well, don't ruin my show. Inner Sight around the world, and yeah, we would run the thing entirely different, you know. We would make sure that the person had the proper help at home when they got there, you know, and the person would be able to designate who they wanted, and the money would be available for the person. And we would also make sure, if we had this kind of money that they're wasting on all this transitional and all these programs and evaluations and all that, we would make sure that the person doesn't go back into a nursing home if they were giving us the money without the stipulation that they can cut off the money whenever they want. See, that's the problem. And that's why you need a foundation whose sole purpose it would be to keep people out of nursing homes, help them get out, keep them out. There's the thing right there. A guarantee the person will never go back in. That's what you want. So we'll talk more about that on the show Wednesday. Man of Glad Monday, Inner Sight, and around the world. And let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday we're going to have that program on the need for a foundation to keep people out of nursing homes. That's Wednesday night. And Thursday, oh, by the way, Friday is the funnies. You know, we come on and goof off and do a lot of crazy stuff. Thursday's show, can't think of the title right now. But anyway, that's the schedule for the week. We're on television on reruns Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Thursday at 7:30, we're on Long Island Altice, they call it. It used to be cable. Channel 20, Thursday night on the... Long Island, Altice, Channel 20, 7:30. And here tonight, Mad or Glad Monday, don't forget about Able News, the paper on and about the disabled. They got all kinds of experts in there on different subjects, columns. A calendar of events, which is probably filling up again, and the various articles and information. They also have, from time to time, they have vans, accessible vans that are available. Of course, a lot of people don't have the money to get them, but that's where the agencies kick in and raise the money for that. Somebody needs a van. Well, that's Able News. You get a free subscription online, ablenews.com. Check out Able News. Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief. All right, in a sight around the world, a man of Glad Monday. And, you know, you hear a lot about the stock market these days, the economy, worried about the economy and the ups and downs. Well, you know, those ups and downs are always going to be there. There's nothing you could do about that. That's never going to change. You know, they talk about it every day. And you got this guy who comes on CNBC, this Cramer. He never talks about the disabled, how we don't have the money to invest, you know, and how the agencies and the government who owe us the money should be doing a lot more for us with money. He doesn't. I've never heard him talk about that. Should be addressed, you know, and the job situation should be addressed, that everything should be accessible for everyone who's looking for a job, so you'd have a better chance. Now, that would increase tax paying. He ought to talk about that, you know, and all the money that is being wasted on these ridiculous nursing facilities. People struggling to get out, and then if you do get out, there's no guarantee you're going to stay out. Look at all the money that's wasted there. They don't talk about these things. That's part of why things never change, because we're not included in the mainstream of life. Once in a while, they'll throw something in there, you know. But when they talk about these things, they're not talking about the disabled. They're talking about the regular person who doesn't have to worry about this stuff because it's there for them. That's a mad inner sight, mad or glad. Monday. And stand by. We're gonna break the station. Stand by. New York, Monday night, inner sight, mad or glad, and I'll tell you one thing that I'm glad about. I'm glad about the animals, you know, the beautiful animals that replenish this earth and take care of the earth. You know, and people need to have more respect and regard for animals. You know, you find the poor creatures dead in the road, and people drive like maniacs. You know, see, that's one reason they ought to slow down the traffic level, the animals. Because without the animals, you can't have the earth. This earth wouldn't last 6 months without animals. So slow down, world. I'd like to see the government do more for the animals and help them. And I believe that many of the animals are angels. You know, the Bible talks about that. So don't underestimate an animal, because you'll be quite surprised at what you'll find with many of them. So save the animals. Keep them safe. watch out for them. I think they're great. All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad Monday. Around the world. And the 4th of July coming up. And supposedly things are going to be opening. I don't know if we're going to have a parade or what. I haven't heard anything about it. But I do know that people want to get back to as normal as possible. I think a lot of people miss that. But a lot of people are saying that, you know, they've gotten used to working at home and they like it better. Well, people should have a choice. I think they should, as long as they're, you know, doing their job. They should have a choice. Life should be more about choice, including medical, including health. You know, there's a guy on the YouTube, very interesting doctor, Dr. Berg, if you want to look him up. You know, a lot of good information that he puts out there. Natural ways to help yourself and to stay healthy and your diet and all that. B-U-R-G, Berg. I don't know if he's a medical doctor or not, but he's certainly worth checking him out. All right, Inner Sight. And don't forget, tomorrow night's open mic. You'll be able to talk about anything you want. We hope to have the phones in better shape tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our number, our Inner Sight number, by the way, is 631-224-3090. Or if you want to go to the website, innersight.info is our website. And I want to thank my buddy Bill for working on the website and for putting the petitions up there. Yeah, don't forget to sign our petition. The one on the nursing facility. You heard Maureen talk earlier on the air and how hard they make it to deal with this. You know, it's like they're pretending that they care about the person. You know, if they cared about the person, they wouldn't have them in a damn nursing home to begin with. They'd have them in their own home. So don't let them give you that bull that they care about the person. That's a damn lie. They only care about themselves. Because if they cared about the person, they wouldn't take the person's money like that. You know, they would make the agencies raise the money. So sign the nursing home petition. And on Wednesday, we'll be talking about the great need for a foundation to keep people out of the nursing homes. That doesn't mean that the state can't put in their part. It means that we'll make up the difference where the state won't help because they want to drive the person back into the nursing home. All right, Inner Sight and the petition on the service dog. Another area where you have no protection, no law, no licensing of the schools. We're working with the Associated Press to try to develop a big story on that. hopefully that will come out over the summer. Next month is the celebration of the Americans Disability Act. How do you celebrate a law that doesn't protect you? All those applying for service dogs, training schools with service dogs, on a waiting list, all those, it's got to be thousands, maybe millions of people, the numbers of under those categories, all those dealing with that system have no reason to celebrate the Americans with Disability Act because it doesn't do a thing to protect you if you have a problem with the service dog school. So look at that. Look at that, Mr. President. Do something about it. You know, sign an executive order ordering the court. Find some way. You allow the service dog schools to have a federal ID number. We have one. We volunteer, once again. We put it all over the world. We volunteer to be the first guide dog school to be licensed. All right? There it is. Do it. License us. License all the schools. Mandate the courts with an executive order, if necessary, to hear the cases of people denied their safety, their life protection. We have a right, or we should have a right, to the day in court when violated by being denied our protection. My dog makes that point every day to the world and to me. Woman came up to me just the other day and said, I've been watching you with your dog. And that dog is so intent, the way she stops and lets you know about the hanging branches and the holes and whatever it is, you know, and very conscious of you. There it is, world. There's why we should have our day in court. And that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for people's lives. And the politicians should be in there with us. They should do something about it. And so should the agencies and the independent living centers. You need a reason to sign our petition? Sign it for all those who will be denied a service dog on coming up on Independence Day, and their independence will be robbed from them because the agencies will raise that 50 to 100 grand and keep the money. They're the reason to sign right there. Change.org. Petitions. Inner Sight reminds you. Why aren't the other agencies reminding you? They should join us. They should be with us. They should insist that the schools be licensed. A couple of years ago, I spoke at the VA here on Long Island. They got a big establishment over there in the Northport. And after I spoke, a woman got up, nice lady, blind woman with a dog, part of the big school out here. And she was asked, what do you think about the schools being licensed? Oh, you know what she said? she gave the politician answer. She said, oh, we're looking into it. This was 4 years ago. Are they still looking into it? What a bunch of liars. You know, they're getting people to lie for them. And it's even worse when they're getting a blind person to lie for them. And she sounded so timid up there. You know, like, that's not what she wanted to say. I picked it up right away. Because I know what she wanted to say. And she couldn't say it. They would have fired her. You know, who the hell knows? Maybe her boss was sitting in the audience. I know what she wanted to say. Oh, yeah, the school should be licensed. We should have rights. My dog is my life. That's what she wanted to say. But she couldn't. See, that's the beauty of inner sight. Can say it. We do say it. We will say it. And that's what inner sight is about, freedom. The freedom to speak it. Isn't that what this country's based on? Isn't that what the 4th of July is about, freedom? Isn't that why you explode a firecracker, freedom? Where's the freedom when you're denied a guide dog and you can't even get a day in court? There's no freedom in that. The criminal gets more respect than the blind person who wants to be safe. It's a disgrace to the flag. The politicians should immediately remedy that. They don't even have to spend a penny. They don't have to raise any taxes or ask people for money. It's all there. We'll be with you tomorrow night on Inner Sight. I want to thank everybody for listening. Apologize for any disturbance that occurred during the show. But Inner Sight tomorrow night, open mic. Join us. Be with us. And thank you so much. And once again, thank Suffolk Bus Corp for a $2,000 donation. We'd like to have somebody out there match it. It would really be cool. Call us at 631-224-3090. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank you so much. Thanks, Suzanne, for setting the show up. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on open mic, Inner Sight around the world. Keep on fighting for that freedom. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.